finally sees the border for himself. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. President Biden stopped in Texas for several hours today.
The president started his tour in El Paso at the Bridge of the Americas, El Paso's busiest port of entry. He saw firsthand how U.S. customs officials use technology to prevent drugs and other contraband from trying to come into the country. Drugs, of course, a top concern for law enforcement nationwide. The White House says it is spending more money through the Infrastructure Act to beef up El Paso's border facilities, specifically about $600 million going to that port alone. Cameras were also there as the president got an up-close look at the U.S.-Mexico border, seeing along with some of the members of the congressional delegation along with him.
Fox's Mark Meredith in El Paso. Governor Greg Abbott handed Biden a letter that read, "The chaos at the border is a direct result of the president's failure to enforce federal laws." Forecasters say California could receive up to 5 more inches of additional rain this week.
That means more flooding is on the way. Some of these areas have seen wildfire burns, which means the ground completely clear. You can see mudslides in those situations. But flood watch is now across a large portion of the state, taking you all the way from Southern California, stretching up to Northern California. And as this gets further inland, it becomes snow. So there are winter weather alerts out there as well. And this is just something that's going to keep happening here, at least for the next couple of days.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. The Buffalo Bills played their first game since safety Damar Hamlin collapsed on the field last Monday night. They clinched the AFC's number 2 playoff seed with a 35-23 win over the Patriots. Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
I feel like I had a pretty good control on how I was going to handle it, but, you know, you never know. Again, just because it was a new situation for us and we were all thinking of DeMar and his family.
Buffalo will now host their division rival, Dolphins, in the wild card round next weekend. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Prosecution proceedings continue for cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried, and now courts in two countries are working on how to oversee the bankruptcy of the firm.
Both U.S. and Bahamian officials agree to work with one another in handling the assets of disbanded cryptocurrency exchange FTX, which is now the focus of an investigation of fraud to the tune of billions of dollars. And its founder and chief executive, Sam Bankman-Fried, is in federal custody and will be prosecuted. Bankman-Fried had been living in the Bahamas, and either he or the company owns vast amounts of real estate. Both nations will work to not only hold on to the properties and company records, but to oversee any liquidations. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A man accused of firing at Arkansas officers after leading them on a chase was shot and killed early today. It happened in the town of Mayflower. Authorities are investigating the weekend death of an incarcerated person at a jail in the San Francisco Bay Area. They say the person suffered a medical emergency yesterday shortly after being booked into McGuire Correctional Facility in Redwood City and then died at a hospital. The Roman Catholic Church is allowing a first-of-its-kind opportunity for those visiting Vatican City. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
The public can now visit the tomb of Pope Benedict XVI. You can pay your respects in the grottos under St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, where he was buried on January 5th. Pope Benedict, born Joseph Ratzinger, had lived since 2013 as Pope Emeritus. Following his retirement from the papacy due to health concerns, the first pontiff to step down in 600 years. He died on December 31st at the age of 95. Benedict's remains were placed in the former tomb of his predecessor, successor, St. John Paul II. John Paul's remains were moved up to a chapel on the main floor of St. Peter's following his 2011 beatification. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.